and our convention, we find a number of Florida delegates who will be front and center, really, at the Fiserv facility there in Milwaukee, Representative Kat Kamak among them. Former President Trump explaining his thought process following the attempt on Saturday. Speaking with the Washington Examiner, he said he chose to raise a fist while bleeding because he knew that history would judge this, and he knew that he had to let them know we are okay. And Kat, he used the words fight on stage. How do you feel that that is resonating there among the delegates at the Republican National Convention?
Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning. And sun is up here in Milwaukee and people are energized. You know, I got in yesterday afternoon and it's all anyone can talk about. I think in that moment, President Trump recognized the gravity of the situation. He knew what was going on. I mean, you listen to the audio, you know, you watch that video. People knew that those were gunshots. And I think he not only wanted to signal to the crowd that, hey, I'm okay, but it was much bigger, as you said, an indication of the country of, hey, we're going to be okay. This is okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to continue to fight. And here in Milwaukee, I think it has energized people in a way of saying, you know, this is bigger than just one man. This is bigger than just one election. We're fighting for our country. And so everyone collectively cannot stop saying how grateful they are that, he turned his head just when he did, because we certainly would be having a much different conversation. And I think honestly, we would be in a terrible, terrible way right now. I don't even want to talk about what we would be dealing with right now. So I think it has motivated people to especially come out of the woodwork and say, you know what, I was on the fence, now I'm all in. So I think this is going to be a unifying moment in the end.
Can there be a way to unify the other side of a political division that is so nasty and bitter right now amid what happened? And is there a role for all sides to play? And the cliche that's been used, and I'm not a cliche person, but turning down the temperature, just lowering some of the rhetoric, if you will. Is there a role for all sides to play in that?
Yeah, I think going back, I was on the plane and I was watching, you know, some old clips of some of my colleagues, particular, you know, Representative Goldman, who is a Democrat from New York, and he has said things like Trump needs to be eliminated. And you think of what Joe Biden has said and Nancy Pelosi and other figures in the Democrat Party. With all due respect, you can't call someone Hitler for 8 years and then not expect something like this to happen. You can't say that you're putting a bullseye on them. You can't say things like you're a threat to democracy and not expect something to happen. So there's absolutely a responsibility for folks to sit back and take stock of what they have said, and they need to come forward and not just absolutely outright condemn the assassination attempt on Trump's life. But they need to come forward and say, you know what, I have said things that in hindsight are inappropriate. And until that apology and that acknowledgement has been made, I don't think there will be that moment where everyone says, you know what, we need to bring the temperature down. This could potentially be the unifying moment that our country needs, but people need to. And by people, I mean leaders in the Democrat Party, leaders in the political circles need to take a step back and say, I have said things that I should not have said. And I will also say the media has a big role to play in this. I have seen absolutely disgusting coverage of this assassination attempt in the last day. And I'll point to the Denver Post in his example. Their headline didn't even acknowledge the assassination attempt. It just said, gunman dies in attack. And it was a picture of the now iconic photo of Trump. The media has a major role to play in how we have gotten to this point. And so I think it's more than just a condemn the violence. I think if we are serious about getting to a unifying moment in this country, it has to be people stepping up and acknowledging some of their bad past behavior.
Does the events in Pennsylvania and the attempted assassination of former President Trump in ways overshadow some of the Florida-related issues that you hope to bring to bear at the convention? I know you're hosting a breakfast this morning. Florida delegates will be taking some really key issues from the area of Northeast Florida specifically. Is it all overshadowed now, or is there still a way to cut through and make see some movement there with some of the state issues that you hope to bring to bear?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, by and large, you know, many of Florida's issues, particularly, you know, that are state specific, are national issues in so many ways. So I'm not particularly worried about our issues getting overshadowed, because at the end of the day, we're here to nominate President Trump, to unify the ticket, to get the entire base behind him so that we can move forward. And Florida is incredibly blessed. We have an incredible delegation. And when it comes to some of the issues that are very Florida specific, we Republicans and Democrats, we tend to hang tough together. So it's honestly not even on my radar about those particular Florida issues getting overshadowed, because we have a very specific mission here this week in Milwaukee. So again, I think that when we talk about Americans being concerned for their safety and, you know, where things stand in terms of national security, that's not just a Florida issue, that's a national issue, right? Floridians are just as concerned about border security as the rest of the country. We're just as concerned about addressing the fentanyl overdoses and poisonings in this country as the rest of the nation. All these major issues, particularly about getting our economy back on track and addressing those kitchen table issues, those aren't Florida issues. Those are American issues. So I think that we're all collectively, every single one of us Floridians that is here this week, we're going to be focused on the big picture, because a rising tide lifts all boats, and that's how we see it.
All right, Northeast Florida Representative Kat Kamak, it's going to be a marathon week in Milwaukee. We already knew it would, but even more so now. So we all have to pace ourselves. Our coverage will continue throughout the week here. And again, each night with primetime coverage hosted by Fox News and Jared Halpern and Jessica Rosenthal, each weeknight beginning at 7 o'clock. 7:59, the 8 a.m. expanded news feed is just ahead. Clark Howard is here with a really important piece of advice. Do you have a key fob? Clark's got a tip on how you can keep your car safe, because there are thieves who can mimic that key fob. Ways to protect yourself, just ahead.